So is this, feel like you've been reincarnated?
Yeah, back from the dead.
So what did you think when they called you? What do you think about the decision to bring you back?
I was excited about it, man. My heart always with us Texans, you know. When I got the call, I was totally out of the blue. So it caught me totally off guard, but I was excited.
What have you been doing of late?
Cowboying up, as they say. You know, I've been in Oklahoma at my ranch, you know, just trying to raise my babies, man, and then seeing what the other side was like.
Antonio, people are wondering what kind of football shape you're in now.
Mm-hmm.
What will get you up to speed?
I'm going to get up to speed by any means necessary. So if I got the harder I got to break myself, fat, you know, early on, you know, the better I'd be.
Did you think you were done? Did you think you were done, or you felt like you'd get another shot somewhere?
Early on, like when I walked off the field at the Super Bowl, you know, I'm done. Yeah, it's over. And then, you know, as the time kind of went by, you started seeing the guys going back to practice. You talk to your friends, and then you started seeing the games, you know. It's always still there, kind of always still there, but I knew then I wasn't done. Thought I was, but I wasn't.
So you thought about actually retiring after you got the ring?
Yeah. You know, that was, I think it's like a Jedi mind trick. You spend your whole career trying to get that ring, and then as soon as you get it, everything just, the air go out. You're like, oh. Then you be like, now what? But I still love the game. I still love to compete. I still can rush the passer, so... You know, it became a point to where I missed it too much.
Antonio, what's the process going to be like for you to learn this defense, learn what they expect of you, and be able to get on the field and contribute? How long do you think that will take?
Me, in my opinion, man, I feel like once you get the terminology down on any defense, it should be pretty, I wouldn't say simple, but it should be pretty smooth on picking everything up. So I just got to get the terminology down.
Definitely.
Feel like I'm coming in a good situation. Feel like I'm coming home. And I'm just excited about helping the team, man, in any way I can, you know.
Was it Rick Smith who called you?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you think at first?
My agent called.
Oh, dude.
But you know how they do it?
Yeah.
Through the third party.
So when he tells you, hey, J.J. Watt's hurt, mm-hmm. and they need you, were you like, are you serious?
They didn't. That's why I said it caught me off guard. They didn't tell me none of that. I learned that at the same time everybody else learned it through the wire, you know. But they just said, I think the first thing I heard when I talked to Rick, what kind of shape are you in? And I was like, I've been working out here lately. I kind of pushed it up a little harder because there was some things I was trying to do with pass rushing. And the conversation kind of went from there. And he said, well, we think about bringing you in to work you out. He said, see what you can do for it. I said, I'll come out and give him all.
How special is it to have that Texas insignia on your shirt?
Man, it's very special to me. Like I said, this is home.
Antonio, can you share some thoughts on coming in and replacing J.J. Watt? You're here because he's gone.
Oh, definitely not a replacement, man. Man, I love that kid. I don't think he even know how much I love him, but no replacement at all. I'm just here to help the team out as best as I can. Like I've always, that's how I've always seen the game. That's how I've always seen my role, my responsibility, whether it's at a bigger role or a smaller role. You know, I just got to come in and do the best I can.
Have you spoken to him yet?
Huh? No, I haven't got a chance to speak to him. I just heard about it last night. You know, I was just like everybody else. There's no way JJ is out. You know, I believe in him, you know, that much. But when I heard the news last night, it was kind of like devastating. But I'm definitely going to give him a call, check, see how he's doing.
When did you work out for the Texans?
Yesterday.
Yeah, you did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Your off-season workouts this year compared to, say, previous years, Antonio, how different were they because you were...
Definitely different, you know. You start off kind of lax, and then you kind of just kind of stay lax until you until I decided I needed to ramp it up, you know. So it was totally different. Definitely nothing like you would do in OTAs and training camps and different stuff like that.
Were you keeping in shape just for the rest of your, beginning of the rest of your life?
And mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let myself go.
Yeah.
Is it kind of weird being back here? Did you ever think you were going to come back to the Texans?
No, it's not weird. I always knew.
Did you tell Bill about the Ninja Assassin mask, or does he know about it? Break that out here?
I got that, like, it's put up kind of like a grave shrine type of thing, you know. So I put it in the case.
So while you haven't retired, the Ninja has retired?
Huh? I can't say that now because it's back home, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know.